Live from the WJOL studios, it's time for Pet Lifestyle Radio with your hosts, Dr. Tony Kramer and Suzanne Ward. Have a question about your pet? Call now, 815-254-7300.
Have you traversed the pet store or the grocery store and wondered, how do I possibly choose the right pet food? Well, coming up, we're going to talk to Roger Morgan, founder and CEO of Pawtree, a company that wants to revolutionize the way we choose our pet's nutrition. If you're an animal lover, you're in the right place. This is Pet Lifestyle Radio, and I'm Dr. Tony Kramer. And I hear that Suzanne Ward with a little quiet mic over there.
I'm over here. Yeah. Good morning.
We have four Chicagoland locations and an ER. Our locations are the Oswego Animal Hospital and the Hinsdale Animal Hospital, as well as right here in Will County, we have the Animal Care Center of Plainfield located right on Route 59, just a little bit south of 135th Street. And then also in the Mallard Point Shopping Center, right there at Route 6 and Ridge Road in Shanahan, we have the Mallard Point Veterinary Clinic.
And don't forget CARE, Animal Emergency Services, which we are located right inside the Animal Care Center in Plainfield on Route 59. We are Will County's only 24-hour urgent care center for pets. So whenever you have a pet emergency, we can see you 24 hours a day. Like, that's right. We are open nights, weekends, and even the holidays if you have a pet emergency. So we're there if your pet needs medical attention. Put our phone number in your cell phone or keep it handy in case you have an emergency. They always creep up on you. And our number is 877-859-PETS.
All of our hospitals are open 7 days a week. We've got early hours for drop-offs, and we have evening hours for late pickups. And if you call 24 hours a day, a live, trained animal care technician will answer the phone and help you decide if you need to come on into the animal hospital. If you want to make an appointment for a specific doctor, like to see the same doctor each and every time, we understand you can certainly do that. But also, if convenience is super important to you, we want to make it easy for you to get in, and we welcome walk-ins anytime. If you just head on over, we're going to go ahead and fit you in and get your pet taken care of. Information about all of our practices can be found at animalcareinfo.com, and there you'll find some cute little Facebook buttons to easily navigate to our Facebook pages. Please go ahead and like us on Facebook. And if you do, print out a screenshot of that like and bring it into the animal hospital, and we'll give your pet a free nail trim. Also, our main goal here at Pet Lifestyle is we want to help pet owners. So if you have a question, certainly if it's about pet nutrition or what to feed your pet, give us a buzz. The number is 815-254-7300. And if your call makes it on the show, leave us your contact information, and we'll send you out a lovely Pet Lifestyle Radio t-shirt.
You bet. We're getting down on those. Going to have to reorder.
That's right.
So, well, we have, like you said, Roger Morgan from Pawtree on the phone with us today for a great interview. And he's a man of great credentials. He served as the president and CEO of the Retail Products Group, manufacturing and selling pet products to retailers. He's also served as a chairman of the American Pet Products Association and is currently on that board still. And he also served on the boards of directors of PetSmart Charities and the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council. And he holds, smart man, an MBA from Harvard Business School and a bachelor in accounting and minor in music from Brigham Young. So, hey, let's bring Roger on the show today with us, and let's talk about Pawtree. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Suzanne. Good morning, Dr. Kramer. Nice to be with you this morning.
Hey, Roger. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Now,
I
also noticed in your bio you have a wife and three lovely daughters, but you know what? This is Pet Lifestyle Radio, so I've got to ask you about your pets.
Yeah, my dog Bella, she's five, and she's a Cavalier King Charles, and she's also a girl, so I've got three daughters, a wife, and a girl dog, so I'm outnumbered at home, but and Bella's the one. Is my teenage daughters have grown a little older, I find that Bella is the one that still welcomes me home the same way my girls used to when they were younger. So it's fun. She's adorable.
Yeah, and she's not asking for money.
That's right. You know it.
Unconditional love without asking for money. That's a special place that pets hold in our heart.
Yes. It's definitely not human.
Roger, you know, I got involved with Pet Tree, you know, right from the start as an advisor because I was really intrigued with their unique approach to this customized nutritional pet care and how that's changing the way that pet owners learn about pet products as well as how they shop for those pet products. So maybe just start off telling our listeners a little bit, you know, of why you founded Paw Tree, you know, and then some of the things that make Paw Tree unique.
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, this is really exciting, and it's something that has never been done before, and that's what makes it, I guess, so exciting. Anytime you've got something just fresh and new and you know, very unique. And so what I found in the over 10 years of experience that I've had in selling pet products through retailers is that pet parents generally want to do the right thing for their pets. I think we all care tremendously for our pets. We want to do the right thing. But often we struggle to make the right decision, especially when it comes to nutritional choices, just because we don't know. And we do our best to understand, but there are so many choices out there, and it can be so frustrating and a little bit overwhelming at times to, you know, try to figure out what the right care is to provide for our pets. And so what we do at Paw Tree is we take the guesswork out of pet nutrition, and we do it in a really fun but also a really amazing and efficacious way. And what pet parents can do is they go on to our online tool and literally create a profile about their pets, basic information including things like weight and breed and allergies, you know, activity level, et cetera. And based on the information that they provide, we then recommend back to them a customized nutrition plan that begins with one of our proprietary pet foods, but also includes the appropriate supplements or treats or vitamins as necessary to round out the diet. So it's a really novel approach, something that is really exciting and getting incredible traction. And what's more, than just the customized nutrition plan, we also kind of add a real fun twist where it's personalized as well, and people can upload a photo of their pet, and that photo prints on a package of food that's shipped directly to their home, and they can even name their pet food creation after their dog. So you asked me about my dog earlier on the show. My dog's name is Bella, so we name her food Bella's Delight. And, you know, if somebody's got their dog named Barkley, they can name it Barkley's Bites or whatever. And
I think Suzanne already named her food. What's yours?
Rondo's Roughage. My dog's name is Rondo.
Roger, we can talk a little bit more about the customized plan there, but I just want to interject the fact that as veterinarians, probably, I would say, very close to the number one question that we get asked during a visit is, what should pet owners what should they be feeding their pets? And we have a lot to talk about as veterinarians. We have preventative care. We have to talk about their vaccinations, their heartworm preventative. We have to talk about why they should be spaying and neutering their animals. There's a list a mile long. And a lot of times, pet nutrition winds up getting down there at the bottom of the list and just doesn't get covered by us, just, I think, maybe just out of lack of time. And as veterinarians, we know that nutrition is as important, if not more, than a lot of the preventative measures that we take medically to keep our pets healthy. And so I really, you know, it's something it's very nice to be able to see maybe an easier way for us in the future to be able to get people that information other than, you know, trying to fit that into, you know, a half an hour new puppy visit or new kitten visit and try to, you know, get that. And even when we tell owners, here's what you should be looking for, when they get into those aisles of pet foods, it's still a bewildering environment, right?
It really is. And part of the challenge is there's so much out there to choose from. And in what pet parents struggle with, I've seen over and over, is that, you know, no one pet is the same. And so you might have a large breed with a certain issue or a small breed with a certain issue or a large breed that's overweight or underweight with a different issue. And so all these different foods that are out there, you might just walking down the aisle, you might see 5 or 10 or 15 different foods that have pieces of what you think your pet needs, but maybe not the whole thing altogether. or you may not know exactly what your pet needs based on the specific situation of your pet. And so we really do. It's amazing how we have taken, through the help of our PhD in animal science and pet nutrition, our veterinary advisory council, of which you're part, and our product developers, and created an algorithm that simplifies, takes all that input, all the information that a pet parent would provide about their pet, and condenses it down into what is the right one of our proprietary formulas for their pet, and again, and then augments that with the right supplements and vitamins and treats as well, because it's all part of a balanced nutrition plan for pets, is including all of those things. So it's just been remarkable. One of the things that I love about what we're doing is that we are not only changing the quality of pets' lives, because we're seeing, as people improve the quality of nutrition for their pets, that it literally is changing the lives of these pets, which is just an awesome mission to be part of. But it's also, surprisingly and rewardingly, it's also changing the lives of people. And I've had more and more people tell me that as they're taking more notice and taking more concern about proper nutrition for their pets, that it's also changing the way they feel about their pet. They love their pets more. They feel like they're doing more for their pet, who, you know, obviously our pets love us so unconditionally. They give to us over and over in their lifetime, and this is an opportunity for us to give back, really, in a way that our pets can't give for themselves. I tell people, just a quick anecdote here, I tell people, you know, when we were infants, when we were children, we had caregivers who made decisions for us, and usually that's a parent. You know, when we're very young, typically it would be a parent who would make nutrition choices for us and kind of just dictate what we eat. And as we get older, we can make those decisions for ourselves, and all of us do. You know, as adults, we kind of live and die by the consequences of our decisions with respect to health. But our pets depend on us their entire lives for those decisions. They eat what we put down. And so for us to spend a few extra minutes and be educated, which is part of our mission, is to help educate pet parents, and then to make some decisions and empower ourselves to make a difference in our pets' lives, it's truly remarkable the way we're changing people's lives in the process of changing pets' lives. It's really, really exciting.
It is kind of, it's very twofold in that there's a very, very scientific component to pottery, the veterinary council, the education that goes into teaching folks, you know, how to understand nutrition better. But there's also the social aspect of this company, and I thought that really kind of made things very, very well-rounded. Tell us a little bit more about that part of the customized plan. People go on to the website.
Oh, sure. I'm happy to. Yeah, that's another part. That's just so exciting because, again, it's the other piece that's never been done before. So, I've spent my career in selling pet products through retailers, and I've decided in launching this company that we're going to take a different approach and really communicate and about the products and sell products through a social selling environment, so not through retail. So the way that we sell our products is through others who have used our products, and it's just a very powerful way of letting word of mouth do its thing. And, you know, in today's environment where we have so much available through social networks, you know, through whether it's online social media or whether it's our own social, you know, networks, person to person, or, you know, in our neighborhoods and so forth, but we can, what we're really doing with pottery is taking advantage of all of those social channels and allowing people who are passionate about this product and passionate about their pets to go out and share the concept with others and get rewarded for it. And there's a whole host of ways for people to do that, and I won't necessarily go into all those details on the show here, but I'll just mention that we've created an environment where there's something for everyone. So somebody who wants to just recommend the product to a few of their friends and family, they're actually able to participate in our 3 and free program and get pet food and other products free for themselves just by recommending it to others. It is kind of a one way to get involved. Or another is to literally make this a business income opportunity and, you know, proactively sell on a part-time or full-time basis products through, you know, their own social networks. And literally get a commission paid for it. So we're changing the way that people will learn about and hear about and educate themselves about these types of products. And it's just what's really cool is just how fun it is to get involved with something that you believe in and that makes a difference in the lives of the pets we love.
Well, we've got a bunch of things to cover here, Roger. I want to talk a little bit about the whole Palooza. I want to talk a little bit more.
How they get the food and all that good stuff.
Also, we want to get into maybe a little bit of discussion about some of the other products that Pawtree carries. But first, I just want to mention, everyone, this is Pet Lifestyle Radio with Dr. Tony and Suzanne Ward. We have four Southwest Suburban hospitals located in Plainfield, Shanahan, Oswego, and Hinsdale. All of them open 7 days a week. They're full service. And for us, that includes state-of-the-art medical and surgical care, boarding, daycare, professional dog grooming. We also offer training and adoptions for homeless pets. So we'd love to see people stop by and considering giving one of our little hard luck cases a loving home.
And that turns us right into Nancy, who is from Help Save Pets, and she's here to talk about our pet of the week. So good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How's this great spring day, right?
Oh, right. Snow. I woke up to snow. What the heck?
I know. We're going to talk quickly about three of the pets that we have available at Shanahan at the Mallard Point Veterinary Clinic. One of them is Hoss. He's an 8-month-old terrier mix. He's full of energy, but he's just really a sweet dog. Barbarino is another male lab mix. He's all black. Full of energy because labs are, and he's just 6 months old, so he's really looking for that kind of an animal. We have one available, and then we have a 2-year-old shepherd mix, Noel. He's black and tan, and he's just a real sweet dog. Probably might make a good family dog. He's kind of laid back, but yet he's anxious to see anybody that will come see him. So you can come look at them at Mallard Point Veterinary Clinic Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 2, and Sunday, I believe it's 10 to 1.
Wonderful. Well, there's a whole host of them to take a look at. I think we've got pictures of them on the Facebook page as well. So, yeah, that'd be awesome if somebody came out there and gave one of them a loving home. Thanks so much for joining us, Nancy.
Okay. You can look at them on our website, too.
HelpSavePets.org, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, Nancy. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Have a good day.
Well, Roger, we're back here. Let's kind of continue with where we left off there. Suzanne, I know you had a little question you were going to ask.
Well, one thing that is, you know, this sounds so exciting to me. My first question is, you know, how do I get the food?
Yeah, it's really easy to get the food. And there's one of two ways. One is simply go on to our website, pawtree.com, and fill out a pet profile, which you'll see several links throughout the site to the profile, and simply provide that that information about your pet, and it will make a recommendation to you what the right nutrition plan is, and you can select that or modify it and proceed to checkout and literally just purchase it online, and it ships directly to your door. And the second way is to find a friend who is maybe already involved and buy directly through them. We do find that every one of our customers eventually gets referred back to our Pet Pro community, which are the people who are out there selling our products through these social channels. So if somebody comes to us directly through the web, we'll eventually find somebody in their area that we can help refer back to them. But it's real simple to get involved and give it a shot.
And just to give you an idea, we probably got about 10 minutes left here to talk about things. And one thing that I want to just kind of mention, again, getting back to the scientific approach you guys have had there, as I said earlier, I'm a member of the Advisory Council of Veterinarians for Pawtree. And, having this council, really shows that Pawtree is really committed to quality. you know, can you tell us a little bit how you decided to assemble a team like that in the initial stages of developing this company?
Sure. No, that's, to me, it was absolutely critical because this, you know, when you talk about pets' nutrition and health, it's absolutely critical to incorporate in that the quality expertise of, you know, one or more veterinarians who really can speak on behalf of the pet's health. And so I that was a prerequisite to me to surround myself with really top quality veterinarians who could both inform and educate and advise on all aspects with respect to health for our pets. And one of the things that we, you know, as much as we are really trying to help pet parents, and again, part of our mission is to educate pet parents and empower them to make good decisions and improve decisions for their pet's health, one of the things we definitely are not attempting to do is to replace, you know, the veterinarian or become a veterinarian in the lives of those pet parents. You know, we partner with veterinarians and feel like, you know, the pet parents should always, you know, reach out to their veterinarian for specific medical advice and so forth. And so what we did in creating this concept with Pawtry is really, you think of it like a partnership. It's a partnership with the pet parent and with the veterinarian that we can help educate and empower through, you know, really good information and really good nutritious choices, the ability for pet parents to take better control of their pet's health and make some decisions to improve the quality of their lives. And so that's really what we did. And you know, you mentioned the science behind this, and it's absolutely, there's kind of a part of this that's just a story of unconditional love in, you know, helping our pets in ways that they can't help ourselves, and really giving back to them in ways that, you know, they've given, our pets give to us so unconditionally. And so there's kind of a heartstrings part of this, but there's also absolutely the science behind this and the technical, you know, behind this, which we take very, very seriously. So the health aspects of the product are truly incredible and unmatched. We have something that we call the Pawtry Promise that we give associated with every one of our you know, health and nutrition products. And there's just some basic elements that we really feel strongly about that we want to promise to all of the pet parents who entrust their pet's health to us. And the first is that real meat is always the first ingredient in our pet foods. It's just it's something that we're not willing to compromise on. There's a lot of pet products out there that you know, can't say that same thing and that do compromise on that. We don't have any poultry byproducts. So, you know, a lot of the products out there use fillers and, you know, inexpensive sources of protein like chicken beaks and chicken feet and things like that. And we just don't. We don't use poultry byproducts in any of our products. We don't use corn or wheat or soy or any artificial colors or flavors. And all of our products are developed by a veterinarian and they're made right here in the USA, which we take great pride in. So that kind of speaks a little bit to the quality and why the importance of having our veterinarian counsel involved from the very beginning and, you know, and how seriously we take it from a nutrition perspective.
That whole being made in America thing really has taken on new light in with all of the recent occurrences of different rawhides and treats coming from other countries, mostly China, you know, being anywhere from basically a non-nutritional deal all the way to poisonous. And so, yeah, I think it's very important for people to keep an eye and take that, the importance of that, because other countries just don't have the same regulations we do. And in your case, you're going above and beyond the regulations.
Yep, absolutely. It just is really important to us. We want to make a difference, and the way to do that is through starting with the product quality. And so we just take a really, really high road with respect to the quality of the products, and then we layer on all these great benefits of you know, the customized planning and the ability to personalize it with the photo of the pet and the name of the pet, and then the convenience of getting it shipped directly to the door, and then followed up with just a risk-free opportunity in that we have 100% money back guarantee, just a complete satisfaction guarantee. We really want pet parents to be happy with this. We've had such good experience with people that we know people are happy if they'll just take an effort and try it, and it makes such a big difference in the quality of health and quality of life for our pets that we stand by it.
Right. Well, Roger, and Dr. Kramer, I know that a lot of people are very reluctant to really shop for quality food, maybe due to cost. They're just going to buy the cheapest thing. I've heard people say, I just get this because he eats anything. He doesn't even know the difference what's in the bowl. But don't you agree or think that good quality food is kind of a way of providing preventative medicine for your pet, in a sense?
Well, you know, Dr. Kramer can certainly speak to that, you know, far better than I can, but I do know that people, you know, who I've talked to who have made the decision to take, you know, better care of their pet's health in terms of nutrition, that it's kind of, I've heard people say it's a kind of a, you know, pay now or pay later type of thing, that, you know, good quality nutrition really improves the overall health of the pet and therefore, you know, helps, you know, immensely on the, especially in the later years of a pet's life, you know, when you've taken good quality care of the health in the earlier years.
No, I mean, it goes without saying, we have to feed our pets no matter what. And it doesn't, the small amount that we pay extra to get a much higher quality diet, I think is a small price to pay when we realize that so many disease entities out there are in some way, shape, or form a product of the nutritional value that we're getting. We deal with, just for example, we deal with, you know, obesity running rampant with pets. You know, we have different hormonal diseases, endocrine hormonal things that are very big issues and very common, and a lot of these different things we deal with, diabetes and everything else, definitely can stem from just not paying attention to what we're feeding our pets, that's for sure.
You know, you mentioned, Suzanne, that some people have, you know, I think it is human nature to say, okay, I'm trying to be a smart, conscious, consumer, and so I'm watching pennies and shopping for on price, and I think it's a natural thing, and I think it's an important thing for us to do in many parts of our budget. And I think, you know, this is one with respect to our pet's health that really educating ourselves and kind of looking at the big picture. You know, it's not always the cheapest food today that's the right, you know, the smartest health or economic decision long term for our pets. But to that end, we have an offer, you know, that we are willing to do. If there's a listener on the show today, and I don't know how, if you wanted to handle this now or later, but we are willing to offer a free bag of food, one of these personalized and customized bag of food to a listener, if that's something you want to discuss or explore now.
I think probably just very simply we'll say go ahead and post a picture of your pet to our Facebook page, and we'll go ahead and do a little drawing of those who do that, and then we'll get them in touch with you, Roger, to go ahead and take advantage of that offer. Before we close, I just want to make sure we get all the information out there. I'd love to talk a lot more about the different innovative products that you guys have, from joint supplements and gastrointestinal supplements and skin supplements, but that might be enough for another show. We'll look into that in the future, maybe a month or so down the road, and touch base on that, and you can kind of give us an idea of how Pawtree is doing and how the success has gone on from there. But, you know, with a minute and a half or so here left, why don't you give us some information about how people can, number one, get in touch with you, and, you know, what are the next steps for somebody who's interested in feeding Pawtree food to their pets?
Sure. Thanks. Appreciate it, Dr. Kramer. You know, I would really encourage listeners to consider getting involved in one way, shape, or form. If nothing more, as a pet parent, you know, purchase some of our products and see the amazing difference that it will have on your pet's life and even on your life as you see that you're making, you know, decisions that help your pet. Go visit us at pawtree.com and see some of the compelling offer that's there. And the other thing I'd mention is for those who are listening thinking, you know, I've often wondered how to marry my passion with a profit or, you know, with a business. And that's one of the things that's really unique about what we're doing. And I'd really encourage anybody who has thought, man, I'd love to make a little bit of money on the side or, you know, have a job that allows me to marry my passion for pets and helping people with providing, you know, some kind of, any part of an income, because we do have we've created that opportunity with Pawtree. And if you're interested in that, send us an email at info@pawtree.com. So it's just info@pawtree.com, and we'll get back in touch with you with some information on how you can, with literally with as few little as 10 hours a week, really build an income flow and help provide an income by doing something that makes a big difference in the lives of pets and people, and marries a passion with pets and actually making a profit.
Well, Roger, thanks so much for all the information, and I hope people will check out the website and learn more about the whole thing there that we talked about with Pawtree. And thanks for being with us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Kramer. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
That's it for Pet Lifestyle Radio this week. Join us every Tuesday at 9 a.m. If your question didn't get on the show this time, hit me up at drtony.com. Follow me at drtonydvm on Twitter. This is AM 1340 WJOL, Will County's news talk sports.
And pets.
Remember, save a life. Adopt your next pet.
You've been listening to Pet Lifestyle Radio with Dr. Tony Kramer and Suzanne Ward. Tune in to 1340 WJOL each Tuesday at 9 a.m. for more Pet Lifestyle Radio.